Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Does your family schedule look like an endless list of appointment schemes and practices? Does keeping everyone on schedule feel impossible? The Skylight Calendar is here to put an end to your scheduling stress with its all-in-one shared display, visual structure, and color-coded scheduling. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/get30. Go to myskylight.com/get30 for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/get30.
What is the dumbest coworker you've had? It's fun to go down memory lane as long as it wasn't you, but we've all probably been the dumb one and the not dumb one in one situation or another. Now, this one is something from West Michigan. I had a coworker run someone over and then back over them again because he didn't know what he hit and he wanted to look out the windshield.
Oh, no.
We call him Bump Bump. The person survived. Got paid out well in a lawsuit, and the guy still works with us.
Wow.
If your nickname is Bump, can you imagine? Bump, why do they call him Bump Bump? Oh, that guy just, yeah. He's like, oh, God, please don't ask. Everybody asks. I ran a guy over. Why did they call you Bump Bump? Because I backed up to see what I hit.
Because I ran him over twice.
Good Lord.
This text, back when Bennigan's was still in the Albany area, I worked as a cook. We had a dishwasher who was going to clean something and decided to mix all of the chemicals, creating mustard gas.
Oh, Jesus.
We had to open the doors and leave the kitchen. No one received food for an hour.
Yeah, that'll kill you.
Mustard gas.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's see. Joshua in Nashville. Hi, Joshua. How are you, bud?
Hello. Good. How are you doing?
Good. What's your dumb coworker?
I think I might have been the dumb coworker. We were taking turns. We were hooking up a sewage pump and I was a senior guy on the job. I asked him if he glued that last fitting to tie it all in and he said yes. So rather than check, I just believed him. So when we plugged it up, it pumped for all of about 3 seconds and then kicked back and covered me with a nice slurry of sewage from my boots to my neck.
Oh no.
Oh no. That is
the great part about it is when it grinds it up, it takes all the liquids and solids and makes them into a good paste that really sticks and doesn't wash off well.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh, what a nightmare.
Bet you didn't make that mistake again.
Nope.
Oh God.
Thank you, Joshua.
No.
Awful.
Linda called into Tommy. She couldn't hold, but she said a coworker asked her if the movie The Martian starring Matt Damon was based on a true story. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, yep.
Tom has a coworker who was depressed, but he couldn't remember the word. So he asked his coworker, hey, what's the word for it when you're feeling down? And the coworker said, Down syndrome?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I've had that a time or two.
Dustin joins us. Hi, Dustin. What is the dumbest coworker you had?
Hey, bud. I was doing an interview at my restaurant and I was planning on hiring the guy and I sent him an email just, you know, thanking him, saying, hey, we're going to get you started. I connected the training manager on the email and told the guy, reply all so that way the training manager can get you set up with the schedule. The reply that I got back from the potential employee was literally the word all.
Did you still hire him?
Oh, my God.
No, I did not.
I don't blame you. I mean, that is just, that's a level of
I think
of
he
simple.
Bowed out himself.
I did
I think
what
he
you
was
asked.
Embarrassed and was just like, oh, that was stupid.
That can't be the only time that's happened, though. Like, if you're new to, like,
Business or
yeah,
email,
I mean,
or I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Skeeter's going to tell us one. This made me cringe when I saw this.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a good one from Skeeter.
Hi, Skeeter in Nashville, listening on 102 on the Buzz. How are you, bud?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Very good. What's your dumb coworker?
So I was in the Navy back in the early 90s, and I was a cook, and we had a fellow cook. He was showing me his watch, and we were standing next to the deep fat fryer. He literally dropped the watch into the deep fat fryer by accident and went to reach in and grab it. And just as he touched the tips of his fingers, I grabbed his hand and pulled it back out.
Oh my God. What an idiot.
Oh, my God. That is brutal.
Yeah.
You saved him from, he had some pain, but that could have been so much worse.
Man.
Like those
burns. Oh, most definitely.
Brutal. Thanks, Peter.
Not a problem. You guys have a great day.
Appreciate you, bud.
When I was teaching people how to do airbrush tans and airbrush makeup, mm-hmm. whenever you're doing that, obviously every client is different with their skin tone and what they want. So they choose the level of the spray tan that they want. And there were multiple times whether the person who I was teaching was just trying to learn how to do the automated machine where all you have to do is put a color cartridge in, mm-hmm. or if you were doing the hand-on like airbrush style where you had to put the actual color into the machine you're using, they would forget to put the cartridge in or the color dye into the airbrush machine, and they'd come out and be like, Kelly, it's not doing anything. Or a client would come out from the machine that where it was just them and the machine in the room, and they'd be like, I know this is weird, but I feel like I just got sprayed with just air.
Because they don't want to be acute, like maybe it comes in later.
Right, you don't want to feel stupid. And I remember a couple times thinking, okay, well, this is, you know, like Jen's first day or Jen's first time doing this. And I walk in there and there's no cartridge. I'm like, yeah, you just got like in your face because you can smell it and there's a moisture to it. Like you can definitely tell. I was like, girl, you are dumb as hell.
Or you just get like the sealant that comes after.
Yeah. Like, what?
Brian writes, my dumbest coworker. I once worked with someone we all called the bobblehead smuggler. Our sports team had a major upcoming promotion scheduled around a player bobblehead giveaway. The guy started trading cases of bobbleheads away to other people around the country without permission, and he knew he was going to get caught. To save face, he just stopped sending his end of the trades. When those people got stiffed, they called our team leaders, and he was fired over his bobblehead smuggling. But at least it was worth it, I'm sure.
I mean, was he making bank off of that?
I don't know, man.
I mean, you know, he was just trading for other stupid things.
Yeah, he probably had a sweet bobblehead collection.
Mm-hmm. It's always funny when you see these elaborate scams and it nets them $14.
Mm-hmm. Like,
was that really worth it?
Yeah, great use of your time.
Let's see. Matt in Green Bay, what did you see a dumb coworker do?
So I used to work in a factory where we made doors. We had this one young kid. He was like 19 years old and always trying to impress everybody. Well, one day he decides that he's going to start using the nail gun to shoot random objects. So he's shooting stuff around the factory and everybody's laughing at him because he thinks he's very cool. And we're just laughing at him, not with him. Well, boss comes over to talk to us about something. And as he's walking away, this young kid looks at us and goes, "This is going to be hilarious. Watch this." And he turns and he fires and he shoots our boss right in his left butt cheek with the nail gun.
Oh, no.
God. Did he get fired and go to jail or just get fired?
He definitely got fired. And he was originally charged with assault with a deadly weapon. And they ended up knocking it down to some misdemeanor. And he had to sit, I think it was like 30 days in jail for it.
Wow. Oh,
what a dumbass.
I bet you did laugh a lot later. But not at the
moment. We laughed right at the time. Oh, no, we laughed in the moment.
Thank you.
Like, not only did it hit the boss, who was questionable, but also we knew that guy was going to leave, and he was a problem.
There was a waitress I worked with that I asked, what was closer, the moon or Miami? I assumed you worked at Denny's. There's the only reason those two things would come up together.
Yeah.
And she said, the moon, stupid. You can see the moon. Have you ever seen Miami out your window?
Shaq said the same thing.
That's true.
There was a quote of him saying, like, New York to L.A. is... I don't know, closer than...
Oh, that's
like
right.
The moon is close. The moon, it would only take you like an hour to get there or something. Well,
where, what you are can you see basing that on, sir?
What? 1-800-947-3979. What's the dumbest coworker you've ever had? This one, dumbest coworker I ever worked with. I worked at a Wawa, which is a convenience store gas station in New Jersey. The manager told him to clean up a coffee spill outside, so the guy grabbed a mop and went out and started mopping the concrete in the rain. We had someone earlier who wrote in and said they worked at a grocery store and a guy accidentally tipped over the mop bucket in the aisle where, so he's got the mop bucket, he tipped the water over, the water spilled. He immediately started opening paper towels and using stock to dry up the water because he didn't want to get in trouble for spilling the mop water.
It's like you literally have a mop and a bucket, you dumbass.
I told you about the girl. This was Jen, who at the same tanning salon. She was the dumbest person I've ever worked with, for sure. She covered for me, and I could never go on vacation. And I said, hey, it's super important. I close on Wednesday, and then Thursday, by Thursday morning, when you open, I will be 10 hours away at the beach in Florida. There's no way that you can miss this shift, because she was the only person I could get to cover for me on Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. So sure enough, by like 9 a.m. when the salon's supposed to be open, the owner can check to make sure the alarms have been set off or have been like turned off and everything. Mm-hmm. And somebody's in there and opening the store. Nobody had. And he calls me and I'm like, God dang it. And so I called Jen and she's sleeping. And I said, hey, girl, you're supposed to open the salon. She goes, it's Wednesday. Now, mind you, this is smartphone time.
Yeah.
And I said, Jen, it's Thursday morning. We talked yesterday on Wednesday when I told you that I was closing and you would need to be in. It's Wednesday. And I said, Jen, pull your phone away from your face. And she goes, why would I do that? And I'm like, check the date on your phone. Just look at the date. Look, she's like, oh my God, it's Thursday. I'll be there. And I'm like, thank you.
That's pretty stupid.
She was one of the dumbest people I've ever met. Super nice and actually very fun to talk to, but one of the dumbest people I've ever met.
That's a rough combo sometimes.
Only lasted a couple months.
This text, thought our Kevlar gloves at work would also protect against punctures from a Stanley blade. I was wrong. And there's a photo that says that.
Oh,
by
no.
By the way, going back to sticking your hand in the fryer, Skeeter told us that story.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing for somebody to do it by accident. Listen to this. This will be our last one for the moment. Had two coworkers who once had a contest to see who could stick their hand in the hot fryer oil the longest.
Mm.
The first one stuck a finger in and pulled it out. The other guy wanted to win, so he stuck his arm in up to the elbow and had to be taken to the ER.
Yeah.
He then tried to get workers' comp, but he couldn't because everyone who was working that night knew he was playing around.
And he did it on purpose. Oh, man. That's skin grafts and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, for a long time.
That's Freddy Krueger arm.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com.